Welcome, radio friends, to today's broadcast. I am delighted at your responses. One thing is very necessary. Do not be hearers only, but doers also. Put into practice all that will help you be a friend of Jesus. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, Apostle John says, "Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." Notice the key words: who reads, who hears, and who keeps. May the Lord help you take positive steps to act on the words you hear, in Jesus' mighty name. Our message today is titled, "The Caring Jesus." The Caring Jesus. Our Jesus who cares. I intend to introduce you to the Master you already know. He is caring and loving. He cares for you also. Our text is from Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to verse 17. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to verse 17. "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, 'There are 6 days on which men ought to walk. Therefore, come and be healed on those days, and not on the Sabbath day.' And the Lord answered him and said, 'Hypocrite, does not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath?' And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your Son Jesus, a caring Master indeed. Open our understanding to see him as he is. He will always care for us. Help us to trust him in all circumstances. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. This narrative is peculiar to the book of Luke. The time and place of the miracle is not stated. The available information is that it was done in a synagogue on a Sabbath day. The particular synagogue was not mentioned also. But synagogues were all and still everywhere in Jewish communities, just like church buildings are in everywhere in our own communities. In the synagogues, they offer prayers and read the Old Testament. The rabbi or ruler of the synagogue expounded the scriptures. If there was a day our Lord was closely watched and monitored by the Jewish rulers or adversaries, it was on a Sabbath day. The reason was mostly to find occasion to trap him in some breach of the law. They were ignorant of the fact that the person they were laying trap for and condemning was and is the giver of the law of Sabbath. He would not have given the law to hinder himself from caring for the people he came to serve. The Jews will even rescue their sheep or goat that fell into a pit on a Sabbath day, so that the animal will not die before the end of the Sabbath day. Jesus rebuked them for their hypocrisy or double standards. Why would they place more importance to an animal than on a human being? The Lord Jesus expects us to exhibit zeal with knowledge. He taught them the law of Sabbath, that the law of Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He did not encourage any person to break the law, but to understand the priorities of God. Jesus came to save people. He saves even on a Sabbath. Let's look at the timing of this miracle. The timing was instructive and has great lessons for every one of us. The woman attended the synagogue regularly. She did not come for healing or deliverance particularly, but the synagogue was a house of prayer and for Bible exposition. God was there. If the woman had been absent that day, she would have missed her breakthrough, her healing, and of course, divine intervention. God's timing is important. Many people do not go to church services. They give excuses. They said worshiping God is in the heart and not necessarily by frequenting the fellowship days. I pray that and declare that you will not miss the day of your deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. May heaven help you not to be absent in the day of your healing or visitation in Jesus' name. Perhaps your cry has reached heaven and God decides to give you a breakthrough. And lo and behold, you are not there to receive your package. May it never be your experience in Jesus' name. Those of you who are fond of being absent from church activities, you need to change this attitude this period. May you never be absent the day your miracle has been determined and approved by our Master. In Jesus' name, every sentence of evil over your life, let it be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are going to look at this passage in four headings. Number one, the crippled woman. Number two, the caring Jesus. Number three, the disgraced ruler of the synagogue. And lastly, we will look at the overjoyed crowd. Let's go to number one, the crippled woman. Her condition was pitiable. 18 years of deformity. The Bible calls it spirit of infirmity. She was oppressed in the mind. So her ailment seems partly physical and partly mental. She was bowed together and could not lift up herself. It seems she had a dislocation of the vertebrae of the spine. Jesus described her as a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, which means she was in covenant and possessed Abraham's faith. By all standards, she was suited to receive healing and deliverance. Jesus recognized that she was in the right place to receive deliverance. Notice that she was regular in the synagogue. This is a cheering news for those of you who, despite your bodily infirmities or mental oppressions or household burdens and afflictions, find their way steadily in the house of God. The second point is the caring Jesus. Notice that no person introduced the woman to Jesus. She did not come begging for healing either. The caring Jesus noticed her and called her to himself. As soon as Jesus saw her, her profile came up. Jesus said to her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity." Jesus laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight. I believe that the caring Jesus may be calling your case up even right now to lose you. Therefore, standing in the place of the servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ, I command you to be loosed from all your infirmity. I cast out the spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name. Be made straight in Jesus' mighty name. Notice that the ruler of the synagogue came scolding the crowd. He said they should not attempt to come for healing on a Sabbath. He was ashamed and disgraced when the Lord healed the woman. The Lord will give a miracle which your adversaries will not stand in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at the reaction of the crowd. The crowd in the synagogue erupted in joy and praises. I believe that what the Lord will do in your life will bring joy in the hearts of people. Your testimony will cause joy in the hearts of people. But wait a minute, are you still bound in any type of sin? Jesus is still setting people free. Sin has made you crooked. You cannot lift yourself towards heaven. You are earthly bound. Come to Jesus. He will loose you. Come to Jesus. He will set you free. Come to Jesus. He will forgive your sins. Come to Jesus. He cares for you. Our Master cares. Yes, our Master Jesus cares. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your name, I loose your people from all their infirmities. As many as trust you, let them be delivered from their ailments. Save those who are trusting you for their salvation. May they learn to trust you as a caring Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.